You're listening to an HD Smartcast original.
This is a special episode brought to you by Signia Hearing Aids. Hi, I'm your host Deepthi Ahuja, Head of Content and Production at HD Smartcast, and you're listening to the HealthWise podcast. Hearing loss is more widespread than commonly assumed. According to WHO, 63 million individuals in India are reportedly affected by it. Despite the varying degree of severity, the stigma attached to it is still prevalent. Over 80% of ear and hearing needs still need to be met. While there is still stigma and a lack of acceptance towards hearing aids, there is one company that is trying to change that. In this episode, we are joined by Mr. Avinash Pawar, CEO at WSA. Pawar excels in pharmaceuticals, biotechnology, and hearing aids. He will help us understand the 3A initiative and how Signia leads innovation in hearing aids. On that note, hi Avinash, how are you? Welcome to HealthWise.
Hi Deepthi, I'm very fine, thank you. I hope you're doing well too.
Absolutely. So Avinash, diving right in, on March 3rd, every year we celebrate World Hearing Day. And this year, Signia ran a successful campaign called Hashtag Hear the Change. It was a month-long initiative, if I'm not mistaken, and I must say it was a good effort to provide affordable solutions to all consumers. Can you talk a bit more about this campaign and what advancements have been made in hearing aid technology over the past few years?
Deepthi, WS Audiology is a leading manufacturer of hearing aids all across the world. We have a legacy of over 140 years of combined experience into the hearing business. In India, we are operational for the last 25 years, and we have been constantly working on spreading awareness, improving accessibility, and providing and affording solutions to Indian consumers. World Hearing Day is an opportunity for us to use this to spread awareness about hearing, talk to consumers about the consequences of not treating the hearing loss in time. And we use a different media channels to reach out to our partners, to our consumers, to make them aware about the technological evolution taking place and how the life of the hearing impaired can be improved. So we run this campaign for throughout the month, spreading awareness across different parts of the country.
Lovely. And if you could also point out what are some of the advancements that have been made, in the hearing aid technology, it would be great to hear that from you.
Yes, I mean, the hearing aids now are digital hearing aids, and there is a lot of advancement and evolution is happening here. Gone are those days where we used to have only the pocket models as a hearing aid with a long wire and pocket model inside the pocket. Now the digital hearing aids, they suppress the noise and enhance the sound. Multi-channel is a specialty of the hearing aids, which gives the user a convenience to hear with the clarity in different environments. Going forward, looking into the consumer preferences, now the hearing aids are coming out with the options of rechargeability or a Bluetooth connectivity, also a very different form factors. When I mean a different form factors, they don't look like a traditional hearing aids. This is basically to address the stigma of the hearing aid wearers. So using the artificial intelligence, using the latest technology to make hearing aid wearer use the hearing aid in a most dynamic situation to improve the conversation, all these developments are taking place into hearing aid industry, and I'm very proud and happy to say that Signia is a leader in launching different technologies at a very periodic level.
Right. Now that you mentioned Signia, what initiatives has Signia undertaken to raise awareness about hearing health and the importance of early intervention of hearing loss?
Signia has been a pioneer, especially in India, to enhance the awareness amongst the consumers. And what we have done is that we use the different social media channels. We also use the offline media, print media, electronic media, in terms of creating awareness, educating the consumers that hearing solutions are available. And if hearing loss is not treated at the right time, probably that has the different consequences, such as the person start isolating himself, his social life is compromised, over a period of time there are multiple challenges that he observes in his life. So we use effectively different mediums, also working with the audiologist, working with ENTs to spread awareness, to talk about this technology to the different people. And that is what we are pioneer. We use the different media conferences. We also have press releases in the smaller towns. We have brand ambassadors like Anuradha Podwal, Sudesh Bhosle, who talk about how important it is to treat the hearing loss in time. So multiple efforts that we take it at a different level to enhance the awareness and address the social stigma.
Interesting. So you're tackling the problem at the grassroots level. You're also taking it to the celebrities who actually would want you to hear their voice. Right. Avinash, you've already spoken about Signia. I'd love to know, what are Signia's plans for expansion and growth within the Indian market? Are there any specific strategies to further penetrate this market? The Indian market being so different. Could you also elaborate on the 3A initiative and how it'll probably help India hear better?
Dipti, as we said, that our campaign on this World Hearing Day is hashtag Hear the Change, and we want to bring in the change in the lives of the hearing impaired of the people of this country. As the prevalence of this hearing loss is quite a large, the three objectives that we have is that creating awareness, and we are constantly working on creating awareness amongst the hearing impaired. We use different medias, we use the press medium, we use the brand ambassadors. We also do the corporate social responsibility, by which we donate the free hearing aid to the poor section of the society. In terms of building up the accessibility or infrastructure, which is an important point for Signia India, we believe that compared to the large population we have, the point of sales or the hearing aid clinics are way too less. And especially in the tier 3 and tier 4 cities, the professionally managed hearing clinics are very, very less. So at Signia, we are constantly working on improving the accessibility. With our partners, we are developing and we are facilitating partners to expand their footprints across the country. Our Best Sound Center initiative, by which we are reaching out to the smaller towns, and Brilliant Sound Galaxy is an initiative which we are providing the freedom of choice for our consumers. Having said so, we are working on affordability also, because we want to reach out to every section of the society, providing them the latest technology at the most affordable price. So we started an initiative, Make in India. And with our Make in India brand, we are reaching out not only through the government channels and also the smaller towns, a German technology manufactured in India, providing the most affordable solution. So as a Signia, our strategic approach is that multi-channel, multi-brand portfolio. Under the brand of WS Audiology, we have multiple brands positioned across the different channels, so that we reach out to every possible consumers across the country. And that is Signia's goal going forward in the future, is to improve the penetration in the tier 3, tier 4 cities, provide the best technology backed up by the strong service to our consumers, so that the people of hearing impaired need not have to compromise into their lifestyle.
Lovely. We've been talking about stigma. I mean, we spoke about it at the beginning of the episode. But in your experience, what are some of the most common misconceptions or myths about hearing aids? And how does Signia, go ahead and address them? If you could just give us an example.
The major misconception amongst the consumers are that the hearing aids are expensive. Which is not, because just now I said that we had a Make in India initiative.
Yeah.
Signia offers a comprehensive product portfolio, which is suitable to every affording class and also to the different lifestyle of the consumers. On top of it, the myths of the hearing aids is that many a times that people find that even by using the hearing aids also, that they will not be able to hear it more properly as they would expect it. This is mainly happens in the problem is that acclimatization of a hearing aid, when you start using it for the first time. If I want to give an example, like a progressive lens, when somebody wants to start using it, he has to get habituated to it. And that is a time where a person stops using the hearing aid, he would never get the desired results and he would never be happy. So we at Signia are constantly involving in hand-holding of the consumers when they buy the hearing aid for the first time through our partners and through their customer support executives, so that we do the hand-holding journey during the first period so that the consumers do not go away from the hearing aids. So that is what we are working on, addressing this kind of a myths or a misconceptions into Indian market.
Nice. It's always important to understand where are the roadblocks when it comes to a product life cycle. Very, very nicely sort of captured, I would say, Avinash. Looking ahead, what are Signia's goals and priorities for the future in terms of innovation, accessibility, and improving the overall quality of life for individuals with hearing loss?
You know, Signia is always constantly working on the latest technology to our consumers worldwide. And I would definitely like to address one recent launch that we have done in Indian market. We called it as an integrated experience platform. What we realized that in a very dynamic situation, for example, in the wedding receptions or a birthday parties, a hearing aid wearer, when he is moving and the people speaking around him are also moving, at that point of time, giving the right sound in the noisy environment was a challenge to a traditional technology. Right. And Signia for the first time launched this integrated experience, which provides the enhanced conversation experience. We say that a real-time conversation experience that has been provided with this platform. So Signia is dedicated to provide this kind of a technological evolution. Signia is also working on providing the rechargeability and connectivity option into more and more different price segments that we are working upon. Simultaneously, as I said in the beginning, that what we see in India, the major challenge is the penetration. So with our initiatives like Make in India, providing an affordable solution so that every section of the society, even the bottom of the pyramid, can use the hearing aid, that we are working upon. And we are working with the BSE network or our partners to improve the penetration into Indian market so that the small town people can also enjoy the sound of hearing with the Signia products.
Great. Amazing. And that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Avinash, for being a part of this show and talking to us about hearing aids, hearing disability. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Diti. Let's work together, changing lives of the hearing impaired. Hashtag hear the change from Signia.
Great.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.